It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, a friend, I hear various games are lined up for Gamescom, including Abandoned, Silent Hills, and now Resident Evil 4 Remake.
That's the way to introduce a rumor video, Scott. Just confirm every
you've got to nail it down.
You've got to think of, obviously, yeah, like you said, there has been a little rumor doing the rounds. I wouldn't say it's quite so nailed on. I wouldn't say it's definitely happening. But the leak floating through the farm, floating through the air, is pointing towards Resident Evil 4 Remake, which we have heard a lot about over the past year and a half, and potentially being debuted at Gamescom. And this all comes from a very, very silly tweet that the official Resident Evil Twitter made, which literally just said, quote-unquote, 4 itchy tasty, which, if you want to jump into the old Resident Evil lore, actually comes from a note found in the original Resident Evil about someone being infected. This was picked up by the likes of Game Rant and among other publications who have speculated, going off the replies to this tweet, that this might be a little bit of a tease for the opening Night Live ceremony that Jeff Keighley is kicking off. That's going to have a bunch of new game announcements, a bunch of new trailers, and stuff like that. And while you might think this tweet is maybe a lot to read into, considering that it's not even a tweet from Resident Evil, and not even a thing from Resident Evil 4, it's a reference to the first game.
Yeah, to the original.
There have been a few things that potentially support it, because the official Xbox Twitter jumped into the replies and said that, quote-unquote, this tweet's a keeper, and the actors for Lady Dimitrescu and the Duke are actually at opening Night Live as hosts. So all of those things potentially point to Capcom having something, whether it is going to be a reveal for Resident Evil 4 Remake or whether it's going to be something leaked to Games Pass. And personally, I'm not entirely sure, but it seems like Resident Evil is going to have some kind of presence at this show in some form.
As long as it's not Reverse coming back again, I don't know if they've abandoned
that.
We need to get
to this in a little bit, funnily enough. Okay. In fact, I want to get to it right now. Okay, because, I need to try and put all of this into context. It's one of those mad ones that I need to try and convince you of, that I'm not even convinced myself will happen, but I think it's interesting talking about.
Don't worry,
about.
Hassan Karaman is absolutely real. Carry on.
So, going back to what I said about Resident Evil 4 and the rumors that were doing the rounds earlier this year, the original plan for the game, as per VGC, which is usually been very reliable when it comes to Resident Evil information, was that it was originally going to be out in 2022, which would have made an announcement this week or in the imminent future very plausible, in my opinion, if it was coming out within a year. However, another report since then suggested that the development duties of the Resident Evil 4 remake had actually shifted. It was originally being made by the team that did Resident Evil 3, but then in response to that game's kind of more disappointing response, especially when compared to the 2 remake, apparently they've been taken off it, and now development is being led by the team that did make Resident Evil 2, so that has subsequently pushed it out to 2023. But Capcom has also said that they want a Resident Evil game every single year. Obviously, we had Resident Evil 3 last year, we've had Resident Evil 8 Village this year, and currently, the only one that we've got for next year is the multiplayer Resident Evil Reverse, which, to me, I don't count as a proper marquee title. Capcom might, but considering that was originally supposed to be out in July, I don't think that was originally part of their plan. So they might kind of make that the big thing for next year, but I do think perhaps they will be trying to get Resident Evil 4 Remake out next year as their big thing, because I don't know what else they would have in development apart from Resident Evil 9, but there's no way that comes out 1 year after Resident Evil 8.
No. I mean, the Resident Evil 4 remake, Like you said, kind of makes... I tell you what, I'd love to say that makes the most sense. I feel like what makes the most sense is them getting the two actors that you mentioned, the people who played Lady Dimitrescu and man who's not Keanu Reeves, to do something that is more like up-res of Reverse. Oh, it's coming to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series. Oh, this is the dedicated patch for Resident Evil 8. Like, yeah, it was already available on the systems, but we up-resed it, we did a dedicated thing. Or some sort of story-based DLC for that game, something they can turn around a bit faster if the development has been restarted or completely overhauled, like you said, bringing in the Resident Evil 2 team and putting them on the 4 remake. Because Shinji Mikami's not involved in this whatsoever. Obviously, he's on Ghostwire Tokyo. But he did give the project his blessing or something. But I wonder what the reality of making another Resident Evil 4 is, and whether you need to get in touch with him at some point to just be like, are we doing the right thing? Because we've cancelled this and focused on this and changed a few things.
Well, I mean, yeah, when it comes to Resident Evil 4, it's not as straightforward as it was making 2 or 3. Obviously, they kind of knew how to update those games because they were taking the very classic tank control, very classic fixed camera, very classic survival horror original games, and then transporting them to something of a mix between that and Resident Evil 4. You know, they were putting the camera over the shoulder, they were giving you more freedom, they were changing it to be more quote-unquote modern. But obviously, Resident Evil 4 was already the template, so what do you do? Do you just redo the assets? You know, there were rumors that they were kind of changing some parts of the campaign, fleshing other parts out. It's a more fine line to walk in terms of the fan reception than I think 2 and 3 was, because you can easily mess it up. And because 4 is already available everywhere, like you can buy a port of it now on the PlayStation 5 or on the Switch or on your tablet or on your computer, wherever you want to get it probably. It's way more accessible than 2 and 3 were, and people are way more familiar with it than they were that game, at least from the wider populace. So it's something I'm watching with a keen eye. I'm really fascinated by it, but yeah, it's going to be difficult for them to maybe get right. I do want to throw a little bit of water onto the flames of this rumor, though, because in the replies,
James Dowse.
I love that. I hope James Dowse is editing this. The community manager for Capcom and Resident Evil pretty much said that the tweet was just for fun. Everyone's looking at it too much. Everyone needs to stop it because they were just having a good time. And while I don't doubt the validity of this person saying this, it's just, it's weird that it's happened now and that they've not done any banter tweets like this before. Like, it's been quite relatively corporate. I looked through their Twitter thread. There was nothing like memeable as this previously, at least that I found going back to the start of this year. So it does seem random, and it might just be a bit of fun. But with, like I said, with Xbox replying, with the hosts at Gamescom, and with just how vague it is and how big it's got, you know, so many people jumped on it. It's like done more, way more engagement than the other tweets. It to me personally, I'm not throwing everything on it, but it feels like there's a bit more to it.
Well, the Xbox replying stands out because if it's... And also, even in the original tweet, why is the number 4 in there? Like, the original note from the original game, it's like the Keeper's Journal or something, the Hunter's Journal or whatever it's called, and then it's the person who's slowly transforming, and then they end that diary entry with Itchy Tasty, but it's not... The number 4, as far as I remember, it's not on the 4th page of that thing or anything. I just don't know why you would put that in there. Maybe there's a really obvious reason that's in there. But I feel like, for me, if I was doing PR and I wanted to drum up a round of rumors, videos like this, going into Gamescom for the big reveal, making people check out the show, I would do something exactly like this. Although, I guess I was going to say I would do something more related to Resident Evil 4, but maybe that would just give it away too much.
Give it away too much.
If they tweeted a picture of a burlap sack or something, it's like, well, that's definitely the Chainsaw Man's secret mask or whatever. So it's got to be something more, you know, around the outside. What do you think in terms of, like, I guess what they even do with it? Like, would you just take a Resident Evil 4 that was graphically upgraded, or do you want, like, major parts of that game sorted, like some of maybe Ashley's AI or something? Like, I didn't really mind her that much, but I know that a lot of people are like, oh my God, she's always freaking out and screaming at you.
I mean, I love Resident Evil 4. It's one of my favorite games of all time. I would literally just take a prettier version of it, but I do think they'll do more to it. I do think they will change Ashley's segments to make them less annoying, to make them more responsive. I think they'll incorporate the agility that you get in the Resident Evil 2 and 3 remakes. Like, for instance, in Resident Evil 4 now, you've got to stop still every time you aim and every time you shoot and every time you reload and stuff. And while I like that, I feel like that might feel a bit archaic in the modern day. So I wonder how they tweak the combat encounters to incorporate that stuff. But I don't think they'll do much more, really. But honestly, like I said before, you know, it's going to be interesting to see the response to it, just to see how, because I don't know what fans want. I'm not here speaking for all fans, and I feel like every fan wants something different from this remake, which is fascinating in a way that I don't think it was for the admittedly stellar Resident Evil 2.
Well, I think the general response when these initial leaks happened last year or the year before, whenever we first got word on it, when it was that massive Capcom leak and it was part of that, the general response to RE4 being remade wasn't like massively positive. It was kind of like, well, I can just go play the original and it's still great. And maybe that's a blind spot because people don't realize things like the aiming mode, like you said, and maybe it hasn't aged as well as it does inside your mind or people's minds. But I feel like they have, like you said, more to prove because, you know, as much as like RE2, or as much as RE3 was a little bit disappointing, RE2 and RE3 are so differentiable to the originals just because of the way that they play. So even if you're not a fan of something like Resident Evil 3, the new one, you can just go back to the original Nemesis and still get a way more fresher experience by comparison. And whereas now, if they just up-res the assets, maybe change the aiming mode or something, then I feel like a lot of people will just do the shrug of, it's a cash grab, you're just cashing in on this because you've done the other two, so now you have to do this, and you can't do that much with the gameplay, so you're kind of just putting it out again for potentially a premium price point. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. But let us know what you think down in the comments below. What would you want from a Resident Evil 4 remake, or is the original damn near perfect minus that weird aiming mode? For now, though, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.